Yeah, he's done well the times he's got in this year so far. You know, going back to the Atlanta game when he got in a little bit at the end during a big drive, and he's got in a few other times. So we expect him to step in and make some plays for us.
What would you say are the biggest differences that he brings to the position from Brandon Wood? I mean, is it the size, is it strength?
I guess he's our most physical receiver. You know, physical off the line and able to go up and use strong hands to catch a ball up high. I think we saw it, you know, down the left sideline in the last game. You know, didn't get called a catch, but you know, went up over a guy and caught the ball.
How long does it take you to develop chemistry, not just with any receiver, but with a slot receiver, where a lot of those routes are sort of improvised or based on coverages?
Well, it takes some time and some reps. You know, obviously, he's been in for the past 2 years, so while he hasn't been, you know, getting the majority of the reps, he has been in this offense. He has been working with the ones periodically throughout. So it is a chemistry thing in the slot, just knowing when, you know, uncovered, hot throws, timing it in and out. But I feel good about it. I feel like he has a good handle on it. Yeah, it's tough. You know, he's doing a great job for us, and he was getting better as the weeks went on. You know, getting more comfortable, had a lot of plays that used him. So he's definitely a tough loss, but we need Rashard to step up.
Ryan, you've got 14 turnovers and 11 touchdown passes. How aware are you of that particular number, or do you look at touchdowns to interceptions more as opposed to total turnovers? Do you look at your one loss record more? What are you know, where does that number, 14 and 11, rank to your
You know, obviously it's something that you want to control, but, you know, what I'm more worried about is win and loss.
How formidable is their pass rush to the front four?
They're good. You know, they're a good front seven, really. You know, they have good players all across their defense. You know, two Pro Bowl D tackles, very solid, athletic, long DNs, you know, Pro Bowl linebackers as well. So definitely a good front seven.
Well,
on certain plays, you know, when you get hit in the back, no. You know, you can't see it coming, but, you know, if you feel the rush and, you know, you see the guys around you, you got to be able to protect the ball.
Ryan, what's your personal mindset heading into this game regarding the importance of this game?
It's a big game for us, you know. We're in a tough spot, obviously, coming off four losses. Big game at home, short week against a very good opponent. It's a big game for us.
Hey, Ryan, do you have any particular fond Halloween memories, any costume you wore, or anything from when you were a child?
Nothing too crazy. My parents made me be a prisoner for like 8 years in a row. I wore the same outfit. You know, I was started when I was like 3, and the thing was a man size, so I was rolled up, you know, rolled up the pants, and just kept wearing it every year. It's the only one we had, I guess.
Make sure you kept them straight and narrow. Is that the message they were sending?
I guess. I don't know.
Ryan, during this the four-game losing streak, are you more low now than you were high during the three-game winning streak? You know what I mean by that? I mean, are you is the swing of emotion any more extreme at either side? Or are you pretty low?
I'm pretty. I think I'm pretty three-level key. Obviously frustrated. Obviously want to get this thing back on track. But, you know, I try never to get too high and never to get too low.
Have you internalized much of this four-game losing streak, or have you kind of looked at it and said, you know, special teams, offense, defense, we all need to do better? Or is it all, you know, me? Do you internalize like that?
Well, I can only control the things I control, and there's a lot of things that have been under my control that I need to fix, and that's the things that I look at.
In terms of the team, obviously, confidence has to be shaken after a four-game losing streak. How do you ensure everybody that this isn't time to panic and that everything's okay? How does leadership keep everything stabilized?
I think being steady, you know, not panicking, obviously, when things are wrong. Coming out ready to work every day at practice. You know, if you're moping around and not moving on to the next game, then everyone else is going to be moping around as well. We have to keep building each other up. You know, if a guy's struggling, build him up, get him back on pace, and be out here ready to work. We'd had a great week of practice, obviously only a walkthrough yesterday and one practice today, but you know, from what I saw from the guys, everyone's excited about this game. excited about the opportunity we have to face a good team and get back on track.
And the preparation for the Thursday night game, I mean, obviously you went through it last year. Does it make a difference? I know not having those days does, but how does it make a difference, I guess I'm asking?
Well, obviously, you know, the time is everything's cut way down. Practice reps are cut down. The time you're able to spend, you know, watching tape is cut down a lot. And, you know, you really have to just get the game plan set very quickly and get comfortable with all the calls. And, you know, coaches did a great job of getting us the game plan quickly, having a great walkthrough yesterday where they introduced the new concepts to us. So now we're going on our second day of hearing those things and seeing them as well.
And all teams, you did a little Cincinnati last week, right? Don't all teams? I'm not saying you were overlooking New England, but
I think the coaches may start, obviously, but the players, you know, we're totally locked in 1 week at a time.